Welcome back to my podcast, Aaron Grubworm's Musings. I've just been thinking about different things and sharing those with you, and I hope that you're enjoying what I have to share. Today I read a verse of scripture from the Bible, and it was from a letter by John the Apostle. And it said basically that, you know, we don't have to sin, but if we do sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, who paid for our sins, but not only our sins, the sins of the whole world. Now, that is a message of hope. That is a good message. That is the gospel message. And that is the message that I want to tell to my friends and my family. I want to share with the world that there is an advocate with the Father. We do not have to sin. Each one of us gets to make a choice. You can go back to the Garden of Eden when there was a choosing tree. In the Garden of Eden, and Adam and Eve were there. God had given them one command of don't eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Because, and for in the day that you eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall surely die. Now we can look and see that physically they did not die in that moment when they ate from the tree. But they had a choice to make, didn't they? The choice was easy, the choice was simple, the choice was clear, and yet the choice was very complicated. Eve was deceived by Satan himself, by the serpent who was there, convincing her that God was withholding some truth, some knowledge, some power, something from her. When God had given her and given Adam everything they needed to survive, to live, to thrive, he even gave himself. In the cool of the day, he would come and visit with them and walk with them. And yet, she was deceived, thinking that God was withholding something, and that if she ate the fruit that God said don't eat from, she would be like God. And that was an untruth. That was deception. That was a lie from Satan himself. She ate from that fruit, but you know what? She took the fruit. And a lot of people don't see this or don't realize this or they miss it. And she gave the fruit to Adam, who was with her. She didn't go find him in the living room. She didn't go find him down the way on the opposite side of the garden. He was with her, the Bible says. And so he saw and he heard everything that she saw and everything she heard. And he did nothing. He stood there doing nothing to stop this experience, to stop the way things were going. And then she gave the fruit to him, and he took it and ate it. And God said that Adam listened to the voice of his wife rather than the voice of God. And that is where trouble comes in, my friend. When we listen to the voice of anyone else besides the voice of God, when we start listening to our own thoughts, our own conscience, people around us, our spouses, our children, our parents, and we take their opinion, we take their ideas over our own, it is not good for us. It will not lead us in the right path if they're not following after God themselves. But if we sin, we have an advocate with the Father. God promised a long time ago, back in the garden, that there would be someone who would come and save. And we have been waiting and waiting and waiting throughout the centuries. And then Jesus Christ, the Son of God, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we can pinpoint him in history as a real man, as a real person, as a real Messiah, the Christ, His birth changed the world. His life changed the world. His death on the cross and his resurrection from the dead changed the world forever. And we can trust and know that he is real. And he is now ascended up to heaven to sit at the right hand of God. And he is advocating for those that believe. He has paid for the sins of believers, but not just believers, the whole world. He paid for the sins of the whole world. Wrap that around your mind. Wrap your mind around that. Huh, how does that work? Jesus Christ, when he died on the cross, he took the sins of the whole world. That means someone who decides, I'm never going to give up sinning. I'm never going to stop sinning. I'm too bad to stop now. I've gone too far. I've done too much. Jesus Christ died and paid for those sins, for that sinner's sins. The worst crime, the worst sinner, Jesus Christ paid for their sin. The best sinner, the smallest of sins, whatever that looks like, feels like, sounds like, is Jesus Christ paid for those sins and that sinner. Now, the choice is once again a choosing tree. We all have to come to the cross and we all have to decide, am I going to believe and receive this gift, or am I going to stand there in unbelief and reject the gift? We have to make that decision. But no matter what, the decision we make, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ. So I hope, friends, that you will choose to believe. I hope and pray that you choose to seek God and to seek him with all your heart, because he says that if you seek him with all your heart, you will find him. Once again, guys, I want to remind you that at cafepress.com/AaronGrubWorm merch, you can get some cool gear to show off your Aaron Grubworm swag, like cool t-shirts, hats, coffee mugs, and water bottles. There's other gear there as well, so be sure to check out cafepress.com/AaronGrubWorm merch to show your support of this podcast, our YouTube channel, and you can check us out on Facebook as well at Aaron Grubworm. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. We look forward to seeing you next time, and we'll talk to you soon. Guys, there's no secret formula to becoming a Christian or to being saved. You just simply have to admit, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. You have to confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord. He died on the cross for you, your sins, and his death replaces your death. You ask him and allow him to be your Lord of your life, to lead you, to guide you. You put your faith and trust in Jesus. He will come and live in you. He and his Father will make his home in you by way of his Holy Spirit. And he'll live in you, or dwell in you, as the Bible says. And he will make his home there, and he will change you from the inside out. It's all about faith. Where are you putting your faith? I challenge you today to make that choice. Let me know if you choose to believe in Jesus and follow after him for the rest of your life. I challenge you to get into the Bible. Read the Bible. Read God's Word. Get into a Bible-believing, Bible-preaching, Bible-teaching church that proclaims the gospel, that tells others about Jesus, that's growing and fellowshipping and doing all those good things that God wants us to do as believers. And just keep on going and never give up and follow after Christ with all your heart and tell everyone you can about Jesus. Thanks for listening to this podcast. We look forward to hearing from you, and we'll talk to you next time. God bless you.